201-939-4513. We'll get back to the phones in just a second, but we welcome in our special guest this morning. That's Mike Spofford, right for the Packers on their website, and he's going to give us a little insight on Ben McAdoo. Mike, good morning. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Hey, you bet, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, Mike, let's get right into it. Let's start with the type of guy Ben McAdoo is first. What is he going to bring to the Giants with his personality, work ethic, and the way he interacts with players?
Well, I tell you, he's from my experience working with him, he's a no-nonsense, all-business, an extremely detail-oriented guy. There's nothing gets past Ben McAdoo. I mean, he knows everything, you know, inside and out as far as the game plan every week and how to one of the interesting things Aaron Rodgers said after the season ended when Ben was being, you know, talked about for these different jobs he was interviewing for, and he said one thing that Ben did is Ben always made sure that Aaron was, you know, not just prepared but over prepared when it came to knowing the game plan. And I think he'll bring that to the entire offensive staff and to the offensive leaders there. He's extremely detail-oriented, and he doesn't miss a thing.
No, it sounds like a lot like Tom Coughlin, to be quite honest with you, and that was one of the things Tom said after the hire, that he loved his work ethic, so that's certainly good to hear. Now, I understand, if I read one of the Aaron Rodgers quotes correctly during those interviews you were talking about, Mike, is that he installed the red zone scheme for the Packers when he was there for a couple years. Is that true?
I guess that may have been true. I know that the way Coach McCarthy, you know, delegated things is that all the different offensive coaches had a different piece of the game plan.
Interesting.
In a given week. So, you know, there'd be somebody who had red zone, somebody who had third down, somebody who would have, you know, short yardage and goal line. You know, they divided up the game plan that way, and I don't know specifically what Ben's responsibilities were, and they may have changed from year to year. I don't know if he necessarily did the red zone every year,
right,
that he was here, because I think Mike would shift those things around. But Aaron may have been referring to, you know, this past season, that most recently then, you know, Ben's primary responsibility with the game plan was the red zone. But that's just part of the delegation, the way Coach McCarthy would divide up the game plan assignments.
We're joined by Mike Spofford, writes for Packers.com. Mike, let's talk about the offense, and I'm sure he's going to bring a lot of the principles that Mike McCarthy uses. He's been with them for so long, it's only natural. And we've obviously seen the Packers offense a lot here in New York. The Giants and Packers have played each other a bunch over the last couple of seasons. Would you say would be the primary identifying characteristic of a Mike McCarthy or Ben McAdoo offense?
I think the biggest characteristic is I guess I'll say it this way. To me the biggest characteristic, as far as when you know that the offense is working and the offense is clicking, is when the action passing game is making things happen. I mean, when Aaron Rodgers is at his best is when he's making the play fake and then getting the ball out quickly, because as soon as he makes that play fake, somebody is breaking open. Now, obviously, it takes a running game to be able to do that, and the Packers had more success with that this year than they have in past years. And one of the reasons that they were able to succeed, even in the years that they didn't necessarily have the running game and didn't have as much of the action passing game, was the freedom, I guess you could say, that Aaron Rodgers has at the line of scrimmage, as far as getting the offense into the right play, making the right checks and things like that. The offense has a lot of options, a lot of different choices that can be made at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, certainly a quarterback like Eli Manning, with his level of experience, I think Ben McAdoo will give a quarterback like Eli Manning plenty of responsibility at the line to get the offense into what they like to call here the best possible play.
Now, one thing you mentioned that I want to delve into a little bit deeper, and you talked about getting the ball out quickly, and I really think that's something the Packers have done extremely well. They'll take their shots down the field, but they want 3 steps, 5 steps, stop, ball out of the quarterback's hands, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no better pass protection for your quarterback than having him get rid of the football. The West Coast offense is based on a lot of timing routes, and that timing is developed in you know, during OTAs and during training camp and things like that, where the quarterbacks and the receivers are working time and time again on those three-step drops and the balls coming out, or the check with me's, where everybody believes it's a running play, but the quarterback and the receiver, you know, check to the pass and he just flips it out to the side, and the receiver tries to, you know, go one-on-one with a corner, make a guy miss and make a big play. So a lot of it is predicated on getting the ball out quickly when you can, so that, I think, in a lot of ways, so that action passing game can work, where when you do the play fake and you take the seven-step drop, you maybe have a little bit extra time to get the ball out because you're not doing that too often.
Now, how about the pace of the offense? Should we expect to see a lot of no huddle? And is that a no huddle to move the offense quickly, or is that just to keep a pace? How do the Packers utilize that no huddle as a part of their offense?
Well, the last couple of years, they've certainly utilized it quite a bit. The use of it went down a little bit this past year when Rodgers was injured, of course. But when Aaron Rodgers has been the starting quarterback, they like to use the no huddle. They like to, obviously, you know, the main goal really, or I should say one of the main goals with the no huddle, is to try to keep the defense in the same personnel group, not allow the defense the time to substitute. And you get a personnel group that you like the matchups against the defense's personnel group, and you
right.
don't huddle, and you keep getting the quarterback up under center, and he's picking out the matchups that he wants to go after. That's really what the Packers have done a lot, and what Aaron Rodgers is very, very good at.
Now, two things the West Coast offense, I know, and the Packers offense does extremely well are running those little incidental, and I'll call them incidental because that's what the offense wants to make them look like, incidental pick plays back there in the secondary to get wide receivers open, and also a lot of screen passes. Are those two things you think McAdoo will bring over to the Giants?
I would think so. I mean, the Packers, I would say the Packers started to get back to their screen game a little bit more this year with Eddie Lacy, and they hadn't had too much of it in the previous couple years. And, you know, I guess that's just a reflection of, the philosophy around here is to utilize your offensive personnel the best. If Ben McAdoo may love the screenplay, but when he gets things going, if he doesn't feel like he has the right linemen or the right running backs or whatever the case might be to execute it, then he's going to look for other things to use that he feels those guys are going to do best. It's all about utilizing personnel. It's not about coming in hard-headed with this is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to do it. And it really is about learning the personnel. And I think given time, Ben will learn the personnel. And he's got a great start, obviously, with a veteran quarterback like Manning, who's won a couple of championships and has seen everything already. It's not like his job is to develop a quarterback. He just needs to develop an offense, and he's got a great quarterback to build around.
A couple more questions for Mike Spofford from Packers.com. Mike, one thing I know Giant fans have been a little bit frustrated with the last couple of years under Kevin Gilbride is the Giants' read-and-react system, where the quarterback and wide receiver have multiple options on their routes. They have to see the same thing, then execute it in order to make the play. The result has been more miscommunications and, you know, mistimed routes than I think Giant fans would like. How much in Mike McCarthy's system do they utilize that receiver and quarterback both reading the corner and having to see the same thing? Or is it more of a system where it's based on timing, the wide receiver's route is fixed, and the quarterback just has to read who's going to be open on that given play?
My experience is there's plenty of that read and react with the wide receiver, adjusting his route based on the coverage, and the wide receiver may have essentially two options as far as what his route is based on the coverage that he sees, and miscommunications, on those are going to happen all the time. They do happen with Aaron Rodgers and Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson, occasionally as well. But what I noticed here is where those things get ironed out the most is in the film room. And, it's the quarterbacks watching film with the wide receivers. It's the entire offensive group watching the film together, not just everybody staying in their own little position groups to watch film. And that's one of the things that that I think you know really has been a big help to the offense here is the different positions in the offense. You know, even the running backs and the offensive linemen watching film together as far as the run game and the blocking fits and things like that. So that's something that I think has to get ironed out in the film room, and it'll take some time, but Ben certainly knows how to get that to work.
You mentioned the running game. Are we going to see a lot of stretch zone principles? Is it more a man-to-man blocking scheme? How does he utilize the running backs?
Well, the Packers, you know, really this past year with Eddie Lacy coming on board as the primary running back, they really got away from, I guess you could say, being primarily a zone running team, and they really mixed a lot of zone runs with pattern runs and pulling guards and things like that. It really became a big mixture. And
wow.
So I mean, early when Mike McCarthy first got here in 2006, you know, he brought the zone scheme, and they were almost strictly, you know, zone scheme as far as running. And it's not like that anymore. It's a completely different running game. And again, I'll go back to just saying, and I don't mean to say this as a cop out, but it's going to be based on the personnel. I mean, if you feel that, you know, say your guards are better at pulling than they are running zone, then you design the pattern runs and,
right.
and run behind that, you know. And also what you know, the zone running versus pattern running, a lot of it depends on, you know, the vision of the running back and what the running back is comfortable with. There are some running backs who really struggle to adjust to a zone scheme if they've always been running behind pulling guards and pulling tackles and things like that. So it's going to be a matter of learning the personnel. But Ben McAdoo, I think, is coming there with experience in you know, running all sorts of different variations of offense, and I think he's going to take the approach of find out what these guys do best, and then let's perfect it.
We're joined by Mike Spofford from Packers.com. Just a couple more questions, Mike. You mentioned unique personnel, and I think John Kuhn certainly fits into that list in terms of what he can bring as a fullback. I know they use him in pass protection a lot. They use him as a wide receiver. They use him, at least they have in years past, as a short yardage running back. Do the Packers, in their running game, use a lot of fullback as the lead blocker, or do they use primarily two tight ends when they try to get their running game going with Eddie Lacy?
They've used both, and there were times this year they went back and forth between the two tight ends and single setback, and then having Kuhn as the lead fullback. That's one of the things about a Mike McCarthy offense is the number of different personnel groups that are used within a given game. You know, even within a given quarter of a football game, on a couple of different series, you'll just see so many different personnel groups, and he's always trying to get the defense to adjust. And as I said, and then when they want to go with the no huddle, they find a personnel group, you know, with a matchup they like, and then they try to stick with that. So the Packers certainly used John Kuhn as a lead blocker, but they also pulled him off the field plenty of times and would load up two tight ends, even sometimes putting two tight ends in the backfield as sort of like an inverted wishbone, you know, full house backfield, and run Eddie Lacy behind that, or even run play action off of that and slip one of those tight ends out into the flat. You know, something that looks like a pure, you know, run formation ends up being a play action pass. So you know, Ben McAdoo is I'm sure going to incorporate a lot of variety in what the Giants are going to do.
And how about in terms of the tight ends? Will they almost assign one tight end to be their quote-unquote receiving tight end, like a JerMichael Finley, and then have a guy like Crabtree be your quote-unquote blocking tight end? Or do they prefer to have two-way guys that they can trust to do both on any given play?
I think any offensive coach would prefer to have the two-way guys,
right.
but if you have a guy who's clearly a more of a stretch the field, you know, stretch the seam receiver, and not as good a blocker, then you find that role for him. And if you have another tight end whose strength is the blocking, but maybe he's not going to threaten the defense as much down the field, then he has a role too. So I really think it comes down to it comes down to trying to use the players for what they do best, and not try to not try to make them do things, you know, that maybe they're not as comfortable with or that they won't be as successful with.
Yeah, and you say that, and I remember watching the Packers a lot over the last few years, and more often than not, JerMichael Finley seemed to be lined up off the line of scrimmage in the slot. They like to get him manned up on smaller cornerbacks and really use him like a wide receiver.
Yeah, they did that a lot with Finley. He became a second slot receiver, you know, along with Randall Cobb in this offense. You know, Finley would he could be an inline tight end and release off of that spot and go into a pass route, or he could stand up, you know, off the line of scrimmage and run a route from the slot. They certainly did that. They certainly did that plenty with him, probably more so than any other tight end that they've had in this offense.
Final question, and we're joined by Mike Spoffer from Packers.com. We thank him a lot for his time. And, Mike, my final question is simply this. Ben McAdoo has meteoric rise, perhaps might be a little strong, but he's rose quickly through the ranks here just by working with him, dealing with him. Do you believe he was ready and is ready to be an offensive coordinator in the NFL?
I think he definitely is, and I think one of the things that speaks to that is, and it's not just with Ben, it's with some of the other coaches here. Mike McCarthy has a track record for really cross-training his offensive coaches. And when you look at what Ben McAdoo has done in his career in the NFL, he started as a quality control offensive assistant, just like Mike McCarthy did in Kansas City in the early 90s. Then he moved up to being a position coach with the tight ends. Then after Aaron Rodgers wins the MVP in 2011, then Ben McAdoo becomes the quarterback's coach, which I think speaks to the trust that Mike McCarthy has. You don't just pick anybody to be the league MVP's position coach, coming off of that award. And so you're talking about a guy who's worked at various levels of the offense, various positions in the offense, and a guy who's got that much experience with that many different positions, the next step is to be a coordinator. There isn't that much left for Ben McAdoo to do, and he certainly would have been in line to be the next offensive coordinator here, except Tom Clements isn't going anywhere anytime soon. So Ben took the opportunity to get some interviews and move up in the world. Was he ready to be a head coach? I know, you know, he had interviewed for the head coaching job in Cleveland. That would have been, as you say, maybe a meteoric rise, a pretty big leap to go from being a position coach to a head coach without being a coordinator. But this is definitely the next step for him. And I know Mike McCarthy believes that Ben McAdoo's on track to be a head coach in the NFL someday.
Mike, absolutely invaluable information. Great stuff. Thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.